There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Batar, we got it. Last hour, I was really slamming doctors, and I know how much you get mad at me when I do that, but we might have to do a little bit more of it. Cancer, definitely a prime discussion this hour with you on Advanced Medicine.
Well, I am ready to talk with you. I saw the topic that we want to cover today, and this subject has been brought up on many occasions when I'm lecturing, and I think you know already, we've discussed off the air the familiarity that I have with this particular subject, the number of times this has occurred in my own patient practice and with my own clinical population.
Yes, we got a couple of stories here. One of them was published on Natural News. Another cancer doctor admits fabricating false positives in order to profit from selling toxic chemotherapy. And more doctors now are confessing to intentionally diagnosing healthy people with cancer to make money. Now, I'm not saying here that every doctor that's an oncologist is doing this. That's not the point of us bringing this up. But I am highly suspicious of even those who may be mean well or intend well, that they're diagnosing cancer when it isn't really there. Or if it's there, it's not there in any consequential way that they could argue you need to poison the body nearly to death in order to save the patient.
Yeah, and you know, Robert, that I do not make any excuses for physicians as it is. But I can tell you that part of this is the litigious society that we're in. And in order to cover their rear ends, what they will do is they will err on what they call the side of caution, whereas in fact it's not erring on the side of caution, because for them, yes, it may be erring on the side of caution because they are now saying, well, there's a cancer, and hey, if you didn't have cancer, well, that's good news. But the problem is that once the person's got the diagnosis of cancer, they've basically got a death sentence because they're going to get chemo and they're going to get radiation. And those two things by themselves will cause an increase in oxidative stress, annihilation of the inherent immune system, whatever is left based upon, you know, after all the toxicities, exposures that we've had. So they're... the compromised immune system is now annihilated completely from the radiation chemo. And if they didn't have cancer originally, they will have cancer and other problems, and they will have an ultimately earlier demise than they would have had that doctor not made that erroneous diagnosis.
Right. Well, in the case of this girl, Cassandra, she's 17 years old, and I know you don't have that information in front of you. I just want to lay it out for you a little bit. She had been to, I don't remember, 10, 11, 12 doctors, and none of them knew what was going on with her. Finally, one of the doctors at the end says, oh, yeah, it's lymphoma. And now suddenly they say, you have to have chemo. And the mother and the daughter, she's a single mom. She's a 17-year-old girl. They look at this and they say, you know what? We don't want to do chemo. We want to look at other options. We want more information. We don't feel like poisoning, because they started seeing the long-term ramifications of, even if you survive the lymphoma, they say, oh, 50% survival rate. 5 years and one day later, you might have another cancer, or you might be sterile and never able to have children because of this treatment. Couldn't there be another way to go?
Of course, and you know that there's a much better way to go. The problem here is you're looking at issues, variable factors that come into play here. So when you've got the litigious society, once you've got the doctors that are practicing, quote, the standard of care, and so histologically speaking, when you look at the slide, and if it's not quite clear which way it could it be normal, could it be pathological, oh, well, let's just call it cancer because, you know, we're erring on the side of caution. Then you've got the other issues where you've got unscrupulous doctors that are just trying to increase their revenue stream, so they're charging people for treatments that are unnecessary. In fact, that's exactly under the pretense of what the medical board came after me for, doing treatments that were unnecessary, taking advantage of cancer patients, and they basically charged me with ethical breach of conduct. And, of course, you know, we had 40-some patients lined up ready to testify, as you know the story, and five did testify, stage four all considered to be terminal, all with diagnoses that were confirmed, and all of them 3 years or more. One was 5 years out, and one was 8 years out from the cancer. Now, you know, when you look at all these different variables, obviously it's not as clear of a picture as to what's going on here. However, if we take away the doctors that are erring on the side of caution, or, you know, what you and I would both consider malpractice, but they would consider, well, you know, it's better to call it than not call it,
right,
which actually has its own sequela. You take those doctors aside, and then you take aside those that are truly well-intentioned but have made an error, just mistakes, okay? Or let's just call it incompetent. Let's call it, you know, black is black, sure, white is white. Let's call this what it is. They're incompetent. They make the wrong diagnosis. Then you've got left over with that third category of those that are truly breaching ethics and violating their fiduciary and ethical responsibilities and taking advantage of people by misdiagnosing them intentionally. And it's not just in oncology, by the way, Robert. This is how
auto mechanics do it. I mean,
in the medical profession I'm talking about, it's very, very well established in cardiovascular disease. Cardiac surgeons doing surgeries that are unnecessary. About 5, 6, 7 years ago, there were a number of doctors in California that went to jail because they were doing all these surgeries, all these bypasses that were unnecessary. In fact, in Burton Goldberg's book, and you know, Burton's an interesting person to bring up. Burton's considered by some people the father of alternative medicine. He wrote The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Definitive Guide to Alternative Medicine. And I actually took care of Burton about 13 years ago with the diagnosis of cancer, just one of 13 patients that I've treated supposedly with the diagnosis of cancer that came to us, and we worked them up and found that they didn't have any cancer. And you know, Burton has had cancer, but that wasn't what he was being treated for. What he was about to be treated for cancer was not cancer at all. So
right.
Burton actually, in his book, has written about the cardiovascular cases where doctors from Vanderbilt and I believe it was Emory and Vanderbilt, if I'm not mistaken, but there were two cardiovascular surgeons that both are on record for saying that 95% of all coronary artery bypass grafts, CABGs or bypass surgeries, and 98% of all arteriograms, all the PTCS, the percutaneous transfemoral coronary angioplasty. So 95% of all surgeries and 98-99% of all of these outpatient procedures for cardiac disease are completely unwarranted, have no basis for being done. But they're still being done. Why? Because this is how the system is set up. This is how, in fact, it's even considered acceptable in that realm because that's where the standard of care has been defined. As an example, let's talk about left ventricular ejection fraction. Patients that need a heart transplant, yeah, the normal criteria is that you have to have an ejection fraction of at least 30%, 35% in order to be able to survive a surgery like that. But the surgery is not indicated unless you have a left ventricular ejection fraction below 25. So here's a case now of a situation where you know that you're not going to get that much of a benefit unless your ejection fraction is below 25 if you need a bypass. But in order to survive the bypass, you need to have an ejection fraction of at least 35 to get into the surgery and survive it. And so the standard of care allows you to do a procedure that really isn't necessary until that ejection fraction drops below 25. So my point being, again, that it's almost the standard has created this acceptance, this green light, mm-hmm. that, okay, even though it's not necessary, it's okay to do it. Mammograms,
right.
Perfect example.
Mammograms,
you know,
yes.
Studies have shown that mammogram does not increase lifespan. The study that was done in China that had 19,000 women where they did breast exams, they found that the mortality rate from doing breast exams, self-conducted breast exams versus mammograms showed no increase in lifespan by doing mammograms. And in fact, I think they distorted the data because you've got a compression of the tissue, of the breast tissue when you do the mammograms. It's causing trauma. It's causing inflammation. You're irradiating that area. So I think there's a much higher incidence of the of cancer in people that had mammograms, but they kind of skewed over that data. What they were trying to show is the increase in lifespan, mammograms versus self-exam, and they found there was no increase in lifespan.
No benefit.
And yet they still do mammograms left, right, and center.
Right. Well, Dr. Batar, I want to bring up the other point, and we've talked about it off the air as well, the amount of cancer diagnoses that aren't actually cancer. And how this is happening, because now we're not talking about those who are malicious necessarily, like some that are in these articles that are, you know, defrauding Medicare and Medicaid as well as the people themselves to in order to bill for extremely expensive treatments that are unneeded. But what about those that, you know, may be sincere? I mean, this happens a lot. We've seen misdiagnoses in all areas. Why not cancer? And are people now being, especially with children, being wrongly accused of medical abuse or neglect just because they want a second opinion? This is what's happening, seemingly.
Yeah, well, I think that you come back into that same area of, you know, the children being misdiagnosed. I think you're coming back into the same area as incompetence. These doctors are either incompetent or they have a higher agenda, that agenda being highly suspicious because it has nothing to do with the benefit of the child here in question. It has to do with all the ego of the doctor trying to override the rights of the parent by saying that, hey, I'm the doctor, I know what's best for your child. And again, this comes back into the fundamental choice of freedom that, you know, is the basis of essentially this radio show when we talk about it, not just health, but all aspects of freedom. So you have the freedom to make the decision of what type of treatment your child needs, if the child even has that problem in the first place. And I think that in the case of children, the doctors that may be more egotistically inclined know mm-hmm. that they have certain powers that they're given to, under, again, pretense of protecting the child, they will take advantage of that situation. So,
well, we got less than a minute before the break, but I want to continue this conversation, especially when it comes to something like lymphoma, because what do we know about the lymphatic system? Obviously, they say lymphoma. Can you make it a little clearer for our listening audience on the cancer called lymphoma, what it is, and could it really be lymphatic stasis, toxicological burden in the body, the excretory system not functioning and getting rid of poisons that are resulting in damage to cells that eventually over time become these so-called rebellious cancer cells?
Well, Robert, I think that's a fantastic question. And of course, you said we have less than a minute, so we probably got less than 20 seconds now, but let me try to do some damage to that, that question. Very simply stated, I believe that all cancer is a stasis of the lymphatic system, a stagnation of the lymphatic system.
Hey, let's hold it there. Hold it there. That's fantastic. Right there, we're going to go. For any of you that have heard a diagnosis of lymphoma, what is it related to this statement about the lymphatic system? And what about all the other cancers as well? Dr. Batar is here. His excellent book, bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Advanced medicine is what we do each and every, kicking off the week on Mondays with Dr. Rashid Bitar, author of the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And you can tell the depth of immediately when we stimulated the talk on discussion on cancer out of the gate with Dr. Bitar. It went pretty intense. And that's why we make it as easy as possible for you. You can hear the Robert Scott Bell Show around the world through our syndicator at GCN, of course, National News Radio, iTunes, etc. The easiest place to pick up on what we do with Dr. Bitar is at medicalrewind.com. Each and every week, downloadable for free, and you can listen and listen and listen. I encourage you to re-listen to our opening today as well to get the perspectives on the wrong diagnosis of cancer as well. And speaking of that, you know, the lymphatic system, you know, some of the cancers carry the lymph right in their name. Yet the doctors are not trained to move the lymph, to detox the lymph. They're trained to poison it and everything else in the body if they're an oncologist, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, so if you ask any patient that I've ever treated for cancer, going all the way back to 1996 in the manner that we treat it now, and even prior to that when I was in conventional medicine, when I was, you know, practicing within the realms of conventional medicine, I guess you could say, even at that time, the role of the lymphatics was always something that intrigued me. But I can tell you that at least since 1996, for in the last 19 years, every patient that I have seen that I've treated with cancer, and you can see this on anything that I've written on the DVDs and Cancer, The Untold Truth, I have equated cancer with one specific condition, and that is stagnation of the lymphatics. In my belief, if you have stagnation of the lymphatics, you will have cancer. And that if you have cancer, you have lymphatic system stagnation. In other words, they're equivalent. When you make one statement, you're making the other statement. Now, if you look at some of the people historically that have done really impressive work in the field of cancer, like Nathan Gaston, that gentleman, for example, that physician, I believe he's Canadian or French, actually. But
he was French, yeah. He came, by the way, you can read about him in The Persecution and Trial of Gaston Nessens, and it was written by Christopher Bird. What an extraordinary book, exciting, gripping, you know, a real-life trial, if you will, that he went through. He was attacked for what he had discovered.
Right, exactly. And his entire basis of his treatment for all cancers is actually a specific injection given in a specific area in the inguinal nodes, in the lymphatic system, to stimulate the lymphatics. Now, we do specific things in our clinic to stimulate the lymphatics. It doesn't matter whether it's a lymphoma patient, if it's a solid tumor patient, if it's a leukemia type, blood dyscrasia type cancer, it doesn't matter. We always, always, always deal with the lymphatics. Now, since we brought up the lymphatics and since you opened up this can of worms, we have to discuss this.
Yeah.
When a patient gets diagnosed with cancer and they end up having a biopsy or a lumpectomy or a mastectomy or a, you know, a surgical debridement or a debulking procedure or whatever they do, they always take out the lymph nodes and see how many of the lymph nodes are involved.
That's what I was going to bring up to you. I say, did they always pull out the lymph nodes, the very drainage canal of the body that's critical for preventing these cancers?
Exactly. So they take these lymph nodes out. Again, they're looking at the lymph nodes to see, oh, how many of these lymph nodes are positive for cancer? And if all the lymph nodes are negative, then they say, okay, it's not that extensive. And if one of the nodes becomes positive, oh, my God, this is worse. It's spreading throughout the body. Now, I want everybody to understand this concept. The lymph nodes are the oil filters of your body. The creator, the ultimate engineer, designed a system so that when the blood is being filtered, it is being filtered throughout these the organs of filtration, kidneys, livers, etc. But he also made a secondary circulation system that's also a filtering system for the blood. So these lymph nodes, their job is to collect debris, garbage, whatever shouldn't be in the body. And the more garbage you get in there, the more it'll swell up. When it swells up, it's not a bad sign. It's a good sign. It means your lymph nodes, your immune system's working. So if you get a cold, for example, you get upper respiratory infection, you'll notice your throat, the lymph nodes will swell up. Or behind your ears, the lymph nodes will swell up. Or if you get a some type of, you cut your leg, you scratch your toe, you get an ingrown toenail, you get a laceration, an abrasion on your leg, you will notice that your inguinal nodes in your between your legs, in the inguinal region, will start to swell up. Are we already at the bottom of the hour?
Yeah, we got here quickly. We did.
Okay, so basically, you want me to stop or you want me to try to finish this off?
No, we're going to come back and finish this off. We'll also talk about some of the known contributors to these cancers. Six cancer causers you might be finding in your home right now that you should get rid of, as well as detoxing them from your body. Right now with Dr. Rajay Batar, Advanced Medicine, medicalrewind.com. If you want to listen after the fact, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, if you miss a moment or if you need to hear it again, as I said, available all over the world, the naturalnewsradio.com archives, as well as GCN or Syndicator, and directly to the Medical Rewind. MedicalRewind.com makes it easy for you to plug into all the things we do together with Dr. Rashid Bitar. You were just on the edge of the lymphatic finale, the lymph node explanation, and we've got to go back to it, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. Thanks for remembering. Basically, I just think it's really important for people to understand how important lymphatics are to the overall functioning of the body and how crucial of a role they play in the, as far as the cancer is concerned, and how inherently flawed the thought process is that we're taking out these lymph nodes. That, you know, we've talked about this, for example, with other types of scenarios. We've talked about the gallbladder removal, and then I had the surgeon that had said, in a surgical history, remember that story, Robert, when he said, well, had a HIDA scan done, and my gallbladder was down to 10% functioning, mm-hmm. and that's why I had a cholecystectomy done. And he and I both had the epiphany at the same moment, looking at each other like, wait a second, you know, you've got 100% functioning of an organ, you drop it down to 10%, so what do we do? Instead of like saying, oh, we got to upregulate it to 20, 30, 40%, bring it back to normal, we just say, well, it's already down to 10%, let's just take the whole damn thing out. I mean, it just doesn't mm-hmm. make any sense. And so when the lymphatics, this is a very, very crucial point that we go in there, and the very component, the very system that's designed to clean our blood and to filter our blood to, and we know every doctor, every medical student, every nurse knows that when you have lymph nodes swollen up, that means that they're doing their job. They're capturing the virus, the bacteria, whatever's going on in your body at that time. If you got a cut in your leg and your inguinal nodes start to swell up, it's because it's capturing all the,
It's doing its job.
Bacteria. Yeah, exactly. It's just cleaning up everything. So now, why do we go in when we've got an issue with cancer, the ultimate problem that we need to get cleaned up from, and remove the lymph nodes under just the pretense of, hey, we got to see if they're clean or not? Because the problem
I think about, we've talked about this at length too. The most important job in any community is the garbage man. Imagine if. You know, we're riding down the road and we see this garbage truck filled with garbage. We say, how outrageous. There's a dangerous thing filled with garbage. Let's remove them from the roads, and they're never allowed to come back and remove the garbage. What's going to happen? And that's what we're describing in the body.
That's a beautiful analogy. Very, very graphic, and brings the point exactly where I want it to be brought, which is at the forefront. You must understand that you are removing the one most crucial component of removing garbage out of your body when you remove the lymph nodes. And so if you, God forbid, have cancer or you have some type of issue where the doctor talks about removing lymph nodes, tell them, figure out some other way you're not taking out my lymph nodes. Because here's the problem. Once you take the lymph nodes out, you can't wash them up, clean them, and put them back in the body like you can a filter in a truck. You can't do that.
I've never heard of a lymph replacement where they can replace your lymph. I've never heard of that.
But if there was such a thing, that would be something that I would actually recommend.
Yeah, putting in more lymphatic drainage pathways, absolutely, not less. Now, there's a story here out of Real Pharmacy, and it's spelled Pharmacy, which is kind of cute, about six causers of cancer in your home, potentially, that you should get rid of. And this is a pop quiz for everybody out there. We went through the list, and thankfully, we had already removed these things. But number one on the list, I don't think it's in any order particularly, talk about candles. People think candles are so innocent, but there are certain things that they put in these candles, including some have lead wires in their wicks. The scented ones contain certainly carcinogenic fragrances, if we're not talking essential oils. Many of these things are synthetic, and these exposures are very real and hormone dysregulators or disruptors.
Actually, Robert, you know, that's a really, really good point to bring up because it is something that I came across a number of years ago, but I completely had forgotten mm-hmm. about that. And I think the best rule to remember is use essential oils if you're going to use for something that's going to be, you know, for the smell, for the incense, for the ambiance.
Yeah, exactly. They have essential oil diffusers. I mean, people that have these air fresheners, and that's one of the things on the list. I mean, these are horrific in what they can do. Known volatile organic compounds, VOCs, toxins, phthalates, all in these plug-ins, these Glade plug-ins that people still think are just, oh, look, it smells like a pine tree. Well, that's not a pine tree.
Yeah, it's the ingestion of some of these fumes. In fact, inhalation of vapors, it's one of the most significant ways an individual can become exposed to various types of toxins. In fact, mercury, when we look at mercury, the mm-hmm. most detrimental way of getting mercury exposure is inhalation of mercury, of combustion of fossil fuels and the inhalation of mercury fumes. So, you know, we sometimes don't think about breathing in certain things. We always think about eating and drinking toxic substances. We don't think about inhaling them.
Well, yeah, and even when you mentioned the mercury, the dental amalgams, the chewing, and we've seen evidence of vapor release upon use of those things. So we know that it's not just the fact that they're there, but the release of the vapor as well is really the critical part. Suddenly it becomes bioavailable in a way that when it's somewhat locked away, it's not as able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those situations where, you know, when you can control what you eat and you can control mm-hmm. what you drink to a certain extent. You know what you know, you can make a choice and say, I'm not going to drink this water in this plastic bottle. I'm not going to eat this type of food. But you really can't make a choice of what you're breathing. And many times we're exposed, and we don't even know that we're being exposed to stuff like that.
Yeah, so I mean, look at the sky. Yeah, art supplies are listed here. Epoxy, rubber, cement, glues, acrylic paint, solvents, permanent markers sometimes contain certain carcinogens and allergy-inducing things. Shampoos, simple shampoos that are not just simple, right? That they're a chemical conglomerate of compounds you can hardly read or pronounce. And there are safe options out there, but just look at what's in your shampoo. It's not so innocent. Antiperspirants, deodorants, antiperspirants, often linked to virulent cancers, some with aluminum that stop the perspiring. Of course, that's a metal in there, interestingly enough, at the breast tissue, at the lymphatic points under the arm. A great place to absorb toxic metals? I think not, but that's where they're being put for so many people, even today. And then the dogs agree.
Robert,
I think dogs were in agreement.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that last part? Because I lost it. The phone went out.
Yeah, no problem. I was just mentioning the antiperspirants are on the list, the deodorants, but particularly the antiperspirants with aluminum placed underneath the armpits, another strong lymphatic point. The breast tissue is there. A lot of breast cancer is associated with the use of the antiperspirants as well. That's one of these household chemicals that people don't think about often enough.
Well, that's aluminum is a very, very big one in the antiperspirant. That's without any doubt. But all those things that you just mentioned, significant cause of toxicity. And again, people just don't think about these things. They think, oh, I'm not eating it, I'm not drinking it, so it must not be, you know, it's not something I need to worry about. But if mm-hmm. any point that we take away from this is that some of the more innocuous things that we may not even be aware of, we need to be ever vigilant of making sure that we're not being exposed and our children aren't being exposed to things that we otherwise would not, be even thinking of. I'll give you one of the examples. Whenever I pump gasoline in my car or my truck, one thing I'm thinking always is breathing in that fumes of the gasoline. And I hold my breath. My kids always laugh at me because I come in, you know.
I do that too. Or I try to stand upwind. If there's a wind blowing, I want to get on the side where it'll blow the other way.
Right, because that's a very, very common thing that we're all getting exposure to. And remember that fossil fuels, you know, the combustion of fossil fuels. So when you talk about gasoline, you're looking at lead, you're looking at mercury, you're looking at cadmium. And those are the three metals they're the only three metals that have been studied to see the synergistic destructive nature as far as the symbiotic nature of these metals. And they all have an additive destructive value, but the only two that have been studied, and that was a study done in 1972, 1973, I believe, they only looked at three metals, and that was cadmium, mercury, and lead. And an LD1 of mercury and an LD1 of cadmium and an LD1 of lead in the same population is an LD1000. So it's absolutely insane how bad they are when you put them together.
Yeah, well, it's amazing that we all survived childhood, those of us that do. But now the assault, as we've talked about with vaccines, direct injection of these things is causing devastation like never before. Shower curtains are last on the list. The plastic shower curtains contain many toxic chemicals. Again, VOCs, volatile organic compounds. If you've ever opened one of those things from the big department stores, and if you ever use one, outgas it for weeks before you even, but I'd rather have you use safer materials there as well. Now, Dr. Bitar, I want to hit into the liver because we have a question of the day about the liver. And,
Robert, before we do that,
go ahead.
Bring up another thing that you were talking about, you know, the curtains.
Yeah.
That actually goes for, you didn't mention carpets,
yep.
or fabrics used for curtains, or liners and that type of stuff, mattresses. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff within mattresses that outgas, and some of these foam mattresses too. I don't know whether that's on the list or not.
Yeah.
But those are other components too that are, you know, the memory foam mattresses. Some of those things are really, really bad.
Yeah. Be careful with the outgassing of these things. So check it out before you bring it into your home. Now the liver. This one is from a woman named Charity asking about her husband. A lot of liver issues here. Enzymes are through the roof. AST, ALT were in the 500s and 800s. His actin is in the 30s. And there's other things going on, but they're saying that he has autoimmune hepatitis and or primary biliary cirrhosis of the liver. Specialist wants to do a biopsy, ultrasound. Husband refused. He wants to go more holistic. We're not given specific diagnoses or treatments for this one person, but in general, when we talk about the liver, the good news here is the liver is probably the most regenerative organ that we have. And I've seen people come back from near-dead liver to regenerate healthy livers when they do the right thing. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing, but it can be done.
Actually, Robert, in the right setting, and if the doctor knows what they're doing and they have the right tools, it is an extremely easy thing to do, and we have done it on a very, very reproducible basis. We do it on a very consistent basis. We have people that have liver functions in the range that you're describing, and mm-hmm. in 24 to 48 hours sometimes, we've got them back down to normal.
Right,
and
exactly.
Exaggeration. In fact, in the cardiovascular DVD that you've seen, we've got examples of people with not only liver function, but lipids and all those things. You can see before and after, and the blood work is, you know, you see the pictures of the blood work before and after, and you can see the date and the time of the blood was drawn, and after what type of treatment, how fast some of those things can be changed. So, yes, absolutely, it can be done, and you're absolutely right. The liver is one of the most regenerative organs in the body, and thank God it is, because it's one of the most crucial for detoxification.
Yeah, we wouldn't make it through all the things we've described this hour without a healthy functioning liver and lymph. Even when it seems seemingly compromised, it's still doing extraordinary things to keep us alive. By the way, there are lots of great videos and DVDs available. They're linked up each week in the show notes here, including one called Cancer: The Untold Truth that you can get. He talks about the Dirty Dozen chemicals, some of which we mentioned today. We're going to take a break. We'll be back, maybe mention a couple more things for the liver before Super Don has his say on a silly story, because he usually likes to do that to Dr. Batar. Stick around. Lots more to go.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, Dr. Bittar, one of our longtime listeners out in California, Sherazad, says, awesome the way Dr. Bittar explains the lymph nodes and how they work. Wow, thank you. She says, all I hear are doctors removing them for one reason or another. She's confirming exactly what we see all the time and hear all the time. So, Dr. Bittar, you're definitely making some sense out there, and appreciate that it's landing where it needs to land.
Well, I think that if everyone remembers this general rule, and that is that whatever somebody wants to do when it comes to your body, or anything for that matter, to you or to your child, it has to intellectually appeal to your raw cognitive sense. If it doesn't make sense to you, if it doesn't appeal to your own intellect, do not do it, because that is the universal consciousness guiding you, saying, don't do this, it's not the right thing. So,
right.
And I appreciate the listener making that comment.
Yep, and here's another common sense for you. If this strikes you as common sense, we've been talking about the lymphatic system. We've been talking about the liver. We've been talking about detoxify. How's this one? Three words. Drink more water.
Yeah.
Hydrate. Yes, and make sure it's good and clean like we like it here. Another aspect to that, liver, there are detox remedies in homeopathy. We've talked about the use of the trace element selenium, things that enhance glutathione production, movement, of course, lymphatic movement, exercise, all of these things. That's why people who exercise, even if they're not eating perfect, are stronger and they deal with these things a little better than those who are not moving. So a great, great hour again of advanced medicine. Now, real quick, Dr. Bittar, before we do the silly story, there's a potential for an online seminar that we've got coming up in February that I'm just learning about.
Right. This webinar is going to be really just for my own patients, but based upon, Robert, our conversation, we're going to include all our listeners from all over the world. And it will be limited to 1,000 attendees. They all have to be members of the association, which is normally a $99 annual membership, but we will have everything set up so it's a $1 lifelong membership for anybody who's listening. It's one of the most significant game changers that I have seen as far as a tool that an individual can take and utilize in their own home to essentially live our motto, which is the power to heal is yours, and it is actually putting a tool in your hands. I don't want to go into more detail because we know that we have many friends that are not really our friends that are listening to us too. So we won't get into those. Yeah, we won't get into that, into the details there. But hopefully we will have all the announcements and all the information, and it'll be sometime mid February.
Okay, so as soon as it's up and available, we'll actually have a banner up that you can sign up directly to, link up to it, get everything you need to know. But I wanted to give you the first heads up. Look for a February event, a webinar that we're going to be doing. Very, very exciting. Now, Super Don, lighten up the mood. Not that we're bummed out. Actually, I'm very empowered by what we've done this hour compared to where we had to start talking about some pretty horrific stories. Again, I think we brought the power to heal back where it belongs. Do we need to bring it to the roadways as well?
Yeah, I guess you could consider this your traffic update here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as I'm here on the Robert Scott Bell Show helicopter.
let's hear from Dr. Batar 1.
No,
the chopper.
Just recently in Salem, South Dakota, they had a six-vehicle pileup on Interstate 90, and people aren't laughing yet. That's not funny? Okay.
No.
Apparently, in this, huge pileup, one of the things was a giant semi-trailer carrying a load of McDonald's French fries. Apparently, it overturned, and the cops and the workers there had to clean up 500 pounds of McDonald's French fries spread all over the interstate.
Well, you'd think that if it was really food, they would just leave it there. The animals would eat it, but we've heard that the animals won't even eat it.
You know, I can't imagine. Well, I don't know. Maybe birds eat all kinds of stuff, though. That's
well, certain ones, but I'm telling you that there are certain things that they won't even eat. You put them out there. They'll just leave them there, and they'll never decay. And that's another aspect of the toxicity we've been talking about this hour, Dr. Batar. If you think you can eat stuff coming out of that drive-thru, and I'm not just picking on McDonald's, and you know, be really healthy and optimal, I mean, that's another grand delusion.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that the things that people are eating and that we promote in advertising on TV all the time that we're eating and how detrimental those things are to our system. Just eliminating those simple things, you know, it's probably going to add 5, 10, 15 years onto your lifespan.
Yep, absolutely. And you don't want to live like a McDonald's French fry, all right? Just stay well, eat clean, drink lots of water, and keep listening to Advanced Medicine each week with Dr. Rasha Batar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we remind you, what, Dr. Batar, what do we tell him?
The power to heal is yours.
It so is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School?
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.